Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
As the world deals with the disruption due to the COVID-19 pandemic, what's our assignment as believers? Lives are being lost and many are living in fear because they don't know God. But God said, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So what is the believer's responsibility? In today's message, Pastor Joel reminds us of our ultimate mission as he continues in the teaching series, "If Not You, Who?"
Look at what the Word of God tells us in Acts 4:12. Pastor, can you read that and also read Acts 13:47 since we're there?
Acts 4:12 tells us.
What does it say about Jesus? What does it
say
about salvation?
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
You hear that, you all?
Must be saved.
Nor is there salvation in any other, anybody else, any other deity. There's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That means it can't come through Buddha. It can't come through Allah. It can't come through Mary. It won't come through the Pope. It won't come from your good looks. It won't come from your good works. It won't come from your good singing. It won't come from your good preaching. It comes from having a relationship with Jesus Christ, from being saved and sanctified. He is the only one that can save us. It won't come from a new thing. It won't come from an old thing. It won't come from a false doctrine. It has to come from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Read that other one, please. 13:47.
Acts 13:47 tells us, "For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as light to the Gentiles."
Come on now.
"That you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth."
So read that one more time, please.
"For so the Lord has commanded us."
He doesn't say he asked us. He said what?
Commanded us.
He's commanded us.
He said, "I have set you as light to the Gentiles."
Come on now.
"That you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth."
Amen. 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 You see, thank you, Pastor. So we see then that number one, we see that salvation can only come through Jesus Christ, right? And number two, we acknowledge that God has set his disciples to serve as lights. If that was going on in the book of Acts and in the first church and all this and way back when, he set them as lights, as beacons, in order to lead and guide others to salvation. And if that was happening then, don't you think it's happening now? Don't you think the same thing is in effect? Would you think we need more of that or less of that now? More. We need more. Huh? You think our sins are greater now or less with the advent of film and with the advent of Hollywood? We got more sins just in Hollywood than they ever had in Sodom and Gomorrah. Come on now. So we know that this is very, very key, that the same things that were going on then leading others out of that, then we need to do that more now. Now, in the case of the eunuch, when Philip led him to salvation, he was seeking salvation, wasn't he? He was seeking salvation, wouldn't you say that? But I'm here to tell you, not everyone is seeking salvation, are they?
No.
And why is that? Well, I mentioned earlier, some people are not aware that salvation is needed or even important. Some people say they don't care. Some people don't believe there's a hell and a heaven. I feel sorry for them. People believe in all kinds of false doctrines. They believe in all kinds of false theories. And these things serve to keep people ignorant of the truth. That's where we come in. Sometimes you have to talk with an ignorant person. I don't mean ignorant as in stupid, but if the shoe fits. But what I mean is sometimes you have to be able to sit and reason with a person and let the Holy Spirit take the lead. You're not trying to change them. You want to drop a seed of truth. You want to drop some truth on them. Because most people want the truth. They may not know they want the truth. But in the end, they're going to want the truth. Okay? If you buy insurance, you want to make sure that insurance policy is up to standards when you need it. Okay? Nothing worse than needing it and then finding out you got the wrong policy. Huh? That's how it is in our faith walk. And I submit that to any of you watching this, that you want to make sure you've got the right policy. Then you want to make sure that the policy is paid up. You do that by accepting Jesus into your heart, okay? And so it's important. People believe in all kinds of false doctrines and things, but the Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. What you don't know can hurt you. What you don't know can and oftentimes will hurt you. I saw that the other day. A guy was cut in front of this man, and he zipped in and out of traffic, and people got upset and blew the horn, and there was a red light right at the end. He had to stop. Now all these people that you just misused, guess what? They're now behind you. You didn't know that was going to happen, but what you don't know can hurt you. You see what I mean? The results of your doing. When it comes to living life without the knowledge of Christ or relationship of Christ, a person is headed for destruction. He's headed for destruction. What does it say in Proverbs 14:12? It tells us that there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. I repeat that a lot because it's such a succinct and available scripture for us to remember. Proverbs 16:25 says the same thing. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its way is the end. Its way is the way of death. People are basically led away by what? Their own desires. Mm-hmm. They're enticed by their own desires. That's from the book of James, right? James 1:13. Y'all remember him? Too many times, too many ways to mention. We can be led away by our own desires. The way may seem right to us, but it's not the right way. I keep saying my brothers are dead. Most of them are dead. Most of them were much more talented than I was in just about everything, including sports. But they're gone now because they went a different way, thinking that they could handle it, thinking that it was the right way, and they were too big and too strong for you to tell them anything else. Too intelligent, as people say. Geniuses, two of them. But you know what? They didn't make it. And they didn't know Christ. Maybe one knew Christ, and he was straddling. You see what I mean? There are too many things to take us away from Christ, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, the lure of money, sexual immorality, too many things, etc. People are led the wrong way, and there's just no two ways about it. Obviously, the world seduces everyone. All of us stand to be seduced by something in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. You know who's at the root of it. The devil is at the root of it. He's going to wave something under your nose that you like. You got your mind made up to do right. You got your mind made up to go the right way. Hear that thing come. Well, today I'm going to. Oh, that can wait. And you go the other way. Before you know it, you've lost your way and you can't even get back to square one. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we have to keep him first. Amen? So, obviously, the devil knows how to seduce us. He knows how to placate us, and especially those who don't know Jesus. And there's a greater and less obvious reason that people are taking in. Let's go here. Watch this. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. You read that one, Pastor, please.
2 Corinthians? Mm-hmm. Chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 tells us. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Mm-hmm. whose minds the God, little g God, of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
You see that? Thank you, Pastor. What a word, what a word, what a word. That's that little g God. Be careful when people call you an old G. That's the little g. The little g of this world, the little God, the little g God, says this world blinds many, and most people, especially those who do not know Jesus. Now, in this scripture, it says, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. It says that Satan, that's who he is, Satan, Lucifer, the devil, whatever you want to call him, he is the one, the serpent, he is the one who blinds people. And it's telling you right here that he is the God of this age. He's synonymous with the things of the world because right now he's been given authority for a time and he can mess with you. So it says that he blinds the people of this age. And he said, because if he doesn't blind them, that's what it means, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So it's saying that the devil's job is to blind you because he knows that if he doesn't, the gospel is going to shine on you and you'll do the right thing and you'll come to salvation. So his job is to get in there and run interference, okay? He is the one, I told you, see life as an obstacle course. He is the one that, like in a steeplechase race where you got to jump, do the water jump, and you got to run over the bar, and you got to do the, it's like a decathlon. He's going to continue to throw obstacles, barrels in front of you, trying to trip you up. That's what the word is saying right here. Even if the gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing. You can't see it because the devil has blinded you and you're headed for a fall because we can't see the gospel of Christ. That's how we need to look at our families. That's how we ought to look at people who don't come to church. That's how we ought to look at people who are going to the clubs. That's how we ought to look at people who are straddling. Some of us even know some of the word, and the gospel is still being snatched away from us unless the seeds are sown on fertile ground. So somebody has to come along, and they have to see it in you. They have to watch your life. They have to watch how you live. It may not come in the first year you meet this person, but every time you see them, you give them a word. Every time you see them, you give them something that the Lord has given you, and sooner or later they start to see and they come. It's important because the gospel may be veiled to them. They may not see it because that old devil, that old little g God who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, the thief, as it says in John 10:10, the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, trying to snatch everything away. That demon, the one that we talk about in 1 Peter 5:8, that it says, be sober because your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. He's creeping in your backyard. He's trying to spiritually hijack your car, your vehicles. That's what I'm talking about. And in your backyard, the creeper, the spiritual burglar who's trying to come in your windows. This is the devil trying to snatch your belongings, trying to snatch what God gave you. Somebody's got to stand up against this thing. Somebody's got to be able to be a proponent for the Most High God. Somebody's got to say, I won't turn on you, Jesus. Somebody's got to say, I will walk with you, Jesus. Somebody's got to say, here am I, Lord, send me. That's what he's looking for. If not you, who? He says, if not you, who? I called you, didn't I? Didn't I give you a life? Didn't I give you a future? Didn't I give you health? Didn't I give you a mind? No, I didn't give you everything, because if I did, you wouldn't be no good. Sure, you got to go through something because I have to train you. You give a child everything, he's just a spoiled brat. We're no different. Bunch of spoiled Christians. Look at my mansion. Look at my car. I need a new jet. Really? It's more than that. He's looking for saved, sanctified believers who will exhibit the characteristics of Christ. As it says in Philippians 2:5-8, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, right? who humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Huh? Come on. This is what we're talking about. This is what the Lord is looking for. And see, when you're like that, the little G God can't touch you. He can't harm you. Huh? Because you got God in you. When he started messing with you and you really have the Lord in you, you look for it, right? You're looking for it anyway, so you're not blindsided, right? Right, Sister Alma? You're looking for it, right? Huh? We're looking for some pain. We're looking for some folks to mess with us. Sometimes you just want to go up. The next time they do that to you, next time your family argue with you and you can't get your point across, just stop in the middle of it and come up and shake their hand and say, praise God. You something else. Praise God. Just do that. And look at you like you're crazy. Lord's giving me peace. You just show me that I'm progressing. Tell them that. They don't know what you're talking about. The Bible tells us that. What's the verse? Is it 1 Peter 4:12? Beloved, do not think it strange when these trials and fiery darts come upon you. Huh? That's what it says. Don't be surprised. Okay? That means that the Lord is working in you. When you get to where you can't do it yourself, that means God's going to do it for you. That means God's going to strengthen you. Uh-huh. Some days I get up, my left arm won't even go all the way up. Find myself turning my wheel with my right arm in the car. I don't think it's strange. Sometimes, the other day I got up, I had to get up in levels. I got out the chair to get up. I don't mean to be gross, but I had to get up like this, then to get up like this, then like this. Then I'll start walking like this. Pastor Annalisa, now she knows she got faith like you won't believe. She said, Joel, Pastor, don't walk like that. She said, because pretty soon... That's the way you might be walking. You might be looking like the, you know, like you're stuck like that. I said, God's got it. If I'm walking like this, I said, because pretty soon I'll straighten up. And about half the day I was straight. I don't worry about it. I can't worry about it. Because if I know and believe that he's in control, that I'm doing all I can do, I know he's going to do the rest. If that arm won't raise up all the way, and that one won't either, but this will raise up higher than the other one, and I'll praise him with that arm. Mm-hmm. Don't y'all think it bad. Don't think it's strange because your pastor got one arm up and one down. My arm just as high as you all. I just can't get it up there. But you know what? The Lord can. Spiritually. You see what I mean? And so we don't worry about things like that. He has a sense of humor. I can throw a good straight punch and all kinds of hooks and uppercuts. Just can't raise it up that way. But he said I wouldn't have to do that anymore, so I don't practice that like I used to. She said he'll have it straight for me in heaven. Amen. Amen. I'll be the one with arms stretched out with the big afro. Praise God. He said, look to the spirit. Don't look at what you see here. That's what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to concentrate on the things of the world. Can't afford to do that. As I was saying, we know that the devil, he's the one that is the little G God that we're talking about in the scriptures here. And he has much experience in leading people astray. Thousands of years, in fact. How long? None of us really know. Only God really knows, all right? But we know that his cunning, the devil's cunning and his dastardly work against mankind has been noted long before us, way back with Adam and Eve, right? But, of course, that demonic being was around long before then. We know that, too, right? Because he had to be put out of heaven, didn't he? So we know that destruction and calamity, all the things that are in people's lives, the devil is at the root of it. Now, He does his dirt in many different types of ways. But for the sake of time, let's just go on and move to the book of Galatians, because Galatians pretty much sums it up, the works of the flesh. Let's go to Galatians 5, verses 19 and 21. Pastor, can you read that for us?
Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21. Verse 19 first says, Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies. Verse 21 says, envy, murders, drunkenness, reveries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Now, what the reason I put this in here is that it points out that Jesus, what he's saying here, is that so often and regularly people tend to do we tend to commit these things. In other words, what he's saying here, these are through these sinful lusts, in other words, that we're held captive to sin. And the devil knows this, and he's extremely good at keeping people walking in sin through these things and then more, all right? He's very good at keeping people walking in this thing and gratifying the lust of the flesh, all right? Most of the things we do is because of the lust of the flesh. And that way we become almost impervious to our ungodly behaviors. See, when you just become jealous-hearted, you're jealous-hearted. When you become covetous and you see what other people have and you start looking down on them, or you want that thing or whatever it is, all these things that they talk about in Galatians, the envy, it leads to murder. A lady had her husband killed for $500. That's what she paid. She had him killed because she wanted some inheritance that he was going to have. She had married him for that. How do you do that? How do you live with someone for years and then set it up to get the insurance and that type of thing? But again, we become impervious to things like that. These are the things of the flesh, the lusts of the flesh, and the devil is at the root of it. The point I'm trying to make is that we have to be careful, because you become impervious to it. You don't even know you're doing it. You don't even know you got a problem. You know, it's like you've been running a fever and need to get to the doctor. You don't even know, you know, and that's because you've had it for so long.
Amen. As believers, we have to be pliable to the Word of God. We can't have it our way. The Word heals, but it also corrects. During these times of uncertainty concerning the coronavirus pandemic, we need to understand what the will of the Lord is for our lives and all humanity. Rest assured that our God is capturing the attention of all mankind. And as followers of Christ, we need to be His mouthpiece. This is truly a season of awakening, which will lead to revival. Can God count on you to spread the good news to those that need Him? We at Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide trust the Lord to draw you, protect you, and keep you healthy and strong, even in the midst of this latest storm. If you would like prayer or just need encouragement to help you cope, no need to be alone. Our prayer warriors are here for you. Give us a call at 707-759-5244. May God bless and keep you healthy and strong. You're listening to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored in part by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We love hearing from our listeners. Connect with us on Facebook. Submit comments, prayer requests, and praise reports on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And if Pastor Joel's messages are ministering to you, let us know. simply drop us a note on our contact page. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is simple. Just click on the donate button on our website to give today. Please note, all on-site services have been canceled until shelter-in-place is lifted. Sunday worship services are available live on Periscope at 1 p.m. and available on YouTube and on SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. We also invite you to join us for prayer at 7 p.m. and Bible study at 8 p.m. Wednesdays as we walk through the Bible together. And don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week as Pastor Joel delivers another powerful message. Until next time.
Got to serve somebody.